Alex. Everyone around this table goes to America a lot. Except for two guys. Three guys.
I'm been there for 11 years.
What airline do you take?
All right. Gentlemen, good Chodesh to everyone. It's a wonderful good Chodesh. Be'ezrat Hashem. We should see miracles like we did in the time of Hanukkah this month. And I hate to depress you, but we're going to depress each other this morning, because this morning, as opposed to every other cold time we met, I am going to just come up with problems, and that's it. The reason for that is that we started at 9 o'clock at 9 and a quarter to 9, and this is something that's going to be ongoing. We're going to talk about something that is part and parcel of davening for everyone here, but it's not a simple part of davening, and I'll explain why. It's called minyan. Davening, as we said in an earlier shiur when we started this series, is supposed to be the work of the heart. The Rambam says, that we say every morning, based on the Medrash, he brings it in Sefer HaMitzvot, one of the 613 mitzvot is to daven to Hashem, and that is the work of your heart. Now, how does that happen in a minyan? Because in a minyan, there is endless built-in problems that prevent davening from being the work of the heart. Would you like to help me come up with those problems? Let's go. Start throwing them out. One by one, please.
Understanding Hebrew.
Speed. You want to have kavana. You want to daven at a certain speed. But there are halachos that say, well, if you're behind, you have to catch up. The most important part of the minyan is to do what? Shmoneh Esrei with the tzibur. So you come into davening a touch later. You came on time, but you daven slower than the chazan. And ultimately, you have to skip, and you have to go faster in order to get the Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. Speed, either way. Now here I just want to say in parentheses, I don't like Jews that say, if you daven slow, you're a tzaddik, and if you daven fast, you're a rasha. As everybody here knows, davening slow could be wonderful. On the other hand, it can become boring. Davening fast can be awful. You just want to get it over with. On the other hand, remember what the Kutzker Rebbe said. If you have a good kavana, daven fast. Why? Because your kavana is going to brush off very fast, very quickly. All right, speed. What's next?
Hebrew.
Hebrew, language. Davening should be the work of the heart. You should daven in a way you feel comfortable. So I feel comfortable in English. This is my native language. I should daven in English. By the way, on the books, there is ample room, in fact, much room, to daven in a different language. Okay, the sugi is about it. But in a minyan, there's a certain norm we follow in which we daven in Hebrew. So you can be saying all the words at the speed of the chazan, but it means nothing to you. How can that be the work of the heart? Number three.
Even if the words are in English, they're not my words.
Even if the words are in English, they're not my words. Beautiful. Even if the words are in a language I understand, it doesn't express what I want to express. Number four. That, by the way, does not necessarily do with minyan. That has necessarily do with having a text that was decided for us. Right. So maybe we'll leave it out of this discussion. But in the minyan, you feel more obligated to follow the text, not to add in your own personal prayers. Okay.
Many of the texts are unintelligible, even in English.
Many of the texts that have been translated into English are not good. That's true.
No. Even the Hebrew, they're not intelligible. So when you put it...
When I was a kid, I really wanted to understand davening, so I took a Hebrew-English sitter, and I started reading the English, and it was like reading Chinese. I'm talking about the English.
Yes, the person be here.
The king's English, the queen's English. It's never the English we speak here around the table.
Sometimes the familiarity with the group could detract from the religious experience, so to speak.
Explains.
Distractions.
A guy comes up to you, wishes you a good Shabbos. A guy starts talking to you about the stock market. It's not considered very very nice not to answer him. This is a problem even when you're diving alone.
This is when half the people in the minyan are checking their blackberries or blueberries or whatever it is.
See, I got a sitter on this.
Check the emails you sent out that morning.
They have a sitter.
Believe me, they're not looking at their sitter. Again? When I get them, the thumb's going like this, I know it isn't the sitter.
Don't.
Right. You're in a minyan, you feel like this is not... Even if there is something about a minyan, you don't necessarily feel connected to it.
Yeah.
Convenience, explain.
You have to go to minyan when they say it.
Yeah, minyan's at a certain time. You can't just daven when you feel like it. Yeah. You wake up 7 o'clock Shabbos morning, you missed the early minyan, you have to wait till the late minyan, you got an hour and a half to do nothing. Yeah.
Study.
But are you suggesting that if all those things would be repaired by davening alone, it's still better to be at the minyan?
We will suggest, as we suggest, today's days that we bring up problems.
Right.
Bruce's been in Israel too long. He's suffering from the Israeli sickness. I heard this from Rav Rakefet many times. We don't have patience in Israel. It's funny. We want things to be done. We're bringing up the problems today. We're going to start thinking about it as time goes on. It is not a simple problem. I don't want anyone to hear to think that we're going to take care of this today. This is an ongoing challenge for the Jewish people all the time. We're going to talk about it, and you're still going to have the challenge on your hand. So as I said, I'm not going to make anyone happy here. You're going to say Hallel on Hanukkah on that miracle, not on, now we understand Minyan. Yeah, any other problems people brought up that would like to bring up about Minyan?
I guess in a fraud, it doesn't bother me, but it has bothered some people that the person who davens for the tzibur picks the musaf. Some people don't like that.
Yeah, you have to conform. We spoke about this earlier. If you mention davening too fast, too slow, where you have to either speed up or go slower, then, you know, the nusach of the chazan is one, I'm different. Why do I have to change?
And in addition to what Bruce says, sometimes you never know in advance what the nusach is going to be.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what I mean. You
that's right.
I mean, even though it's not...
No, when he mumbles and you don't know if it's hodu or buchsham, the guy... No, the first word is mumbled.
That's another problem, chazan mumbling, you know. Not being clear.
Very good.
And that's showing where you're up
talking
to.
During davening.
Maybe. Talking during
davening, we mentioned distractions. Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds like we should be doing with prayer.
The problem in Israel, there's no sort of like rabbi in the room. If there is an issue, it's not handled.
I don't necessarily agree that a rabbi is always the right person to handle issues that come up during davening. I was privyed a few minutes ago. Not minutes ago, I was privy about a week ago to a situation where there were three yortzites, and there's only one shlishi during the week, and all of them were not kohanim or levim, and they're going to fight about who's going to get shlishi that morning. They all had yortzites, and so all equal yortzites. It happened to be everyone's like a yortzite and a mother or a father, and they didn't know what to do, so they asked the rabbi. And the rabbi gave a ruling, and I don't want to tell you that this caused a terrible situation where two people were offended. What I think they should have done is very simple. It wasn't a halachic issue because they all have equal yard sites. They should have flipped a coin. And that was
they
it.
Should have what?
They should have taken taken a hat, put in three pieces of paper, take out the right piece of paper, and that would be it. Because they asked the rabbi, things became detrimental.
What was the rabbi's logic?
Well,
what was the rabbi's logic to answer?
Well, I heard it from the offended party, so I'm not so sure it was an objective point of view.
Well,
he picked based on who came first that morning. And
why didn't you say the Kohen and Levi leave the room?
You don't have to ask Levim, just the Kohen.
I gave a shear, whoever wants to hear, I gave a shear this past Wednesday night on the issue of you have to give the Kohen the first aliyah during the week. It's not so simple. It seems in the Gemara you don't have to. Only on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and I explained the logic behind it. So the Shulchan Aruch does not bring that head to
it. Plug for having a hat
as
a
problem.
What?
Are you giving a plug for having a hat as a dominion? The fact that the rabbi should have been a hat?
Actually not, but I like the way you thought just now, Bruce. All right. Anyway, I want to give you something to think about after we brought up problems, because I don't like to end on problems. I'll just give you something to think about based on the Tosfos. The Tosfos ask a very simple question. See, we have rules of davening, and one of the rules are that the first three brachos of Shmoneh Esrei have to be brachos of what?
Praise.
What don't we say during those praises? Petition. We don't ask for anything, we're just praising. So ask Tosfos, how can it be during Aseres you made tshuva of the days where we're supposed to lachzor b'tshuva? We can't eat entamin donuts because it's pasachum. During this time of the year when we're supposed to be more religious, we violate this law tooth and nail. Anyone know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
No? Zochreinu l'chaim elechafetz b'chaim l'chotveinu b'sefer achaim. Kotveinu b'sefer achaim. Petition or praise?
Petition.
So how do we do it? How do we do it? Good question. If Mashiv
HaRuach,
if Mashiv HaRuach a petition, or is there a praise? It's a very good question, Kevin. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of devoting a shir to it. It would be based on, do you say Hagashem or Hageshem? Something to think about. Let's see if you click it that way.
We discussed petition last week on Shabbat. You also asked for the return to the Mikdash.
Gentlemen, Tosva says that he at least introduces a point of view that says that Zochrenu L'chaim is only said b'tzibur. It's only said because you're saying it not in the singular but in the plural. Meaning, you're not asking for yourself, you're asking for everyone. Which means, Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGeshem, which means something fascinating. There is something... Well, you can add your personal ones in there. You can add your personal. It's not the same. Here you can't. And Tosfos basically introduces a point of view, which you can, of course, argue on, that if it's asking for the group, then it's okay. And this is what I want you to think about as we begin to deal with Minyan. There is something called group benefits. When you're part of a group, you get benefits that you don't get when you're alone. This is true in many places, like with regard to medical insurance in America, but it's true beyond it. And I'll just give you something to think about.
On the flip side.
Correct. The Gemara says, "Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mo'es b'tilatan shel rabim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take your personal davening and say, "I'm not interested in listening." With regard to davening of the tzibor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say, the word no, I don't accept your tefillos, but he cannot not listen. God has to listen to the minyan. So the first thing I want you to think about minyan is with all the problems we brought up and all the pitfalls, there is something to the group benefit of the minyan. God has to listen to our davening. So maybe, despite all the problems we brought up, it's worth it. It's mamish worth it to do it. All the individuals coming before God if you're davening b'tzibur.
As a tzibur.
Correct.
So how do we know?
Have 10, you designate 10, the tzibur
don't have to know that.
Say again?
So
your davening would be listened to.
What?
So your personal
davening.
Yeah. The Rambam, if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Tfila, and Rav Soloveitchik brought this up many times, he talks about the Shmoneh Esrei you say silently with the minyan as tefillah b'tzibur. A personal davening said in a minyan. How does he call Chazarat HaShatz? Tfilat HaTzibur. It's one davening being said by everyone, but we're not all saying it at the same time. Who's our representative? The Chazan. So it's my davening, my personal davening. We spoke about this last week with regard to Shomea Tfilah, not Shomea Tfilot. But it's done b'tzibur. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to listen. He doesn't have to necessarily say yes, but he has to listen. So there's something to the group benefits of Minyan. It's basically a good idea. But that's not enough to deal with the problems we're dealing with, so as the weeks go on, we're going to keep on dealing with it. I'm going to say right at the outset, I believe minyan is worth it. I am not going to say at the outset that I believe it solves all problems. I think it's worth it. So for today, all you have to remember is there's a lot of problems with minyans, but it's worth it, there's group benefits to it. God cannot not listen. He can't plug up his ears.